and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Sacrifice continually. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 13. And that, knowing the time is now, it is high time to awake out of sleep, now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife, and not in envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know that certainty of those things, wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he was executing the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people praying outside at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, sitting on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and you shall call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And they shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wise and the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be made dumb, and not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and they marveled that he stayed so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministry were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me and took away my reproach. So far the Holy Gospel. At this time we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God and very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall never end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon here. Please be seated. Glow, if you will, in their eyes. They're happy to see St. Nick. After all, Santa is the one who will bring loads of presents that they have been eyeing at, in the Christmas catalog for months before. There seems to be an untold mystery about this man in the red suit, and they believe in him. Have you ever watched the children of God making their Christmas pilgrimage to the manger bed of the Christ child? There too is a great mystery that goes far beyond the mere sentiment of a child being born in the poverty of a stable. The heavenly message is that God has sent his Son into this world, this hurting world, to redeem us from our sins, to renew and strengthen our faith, and to share with us his grace, love, and mercy. The great mystery that we are trying to grasp is the miracle of ages, that God actually entered human history, human flesh, to deliver us from the power of sin and eternal death and hell. And by faith, we believe that Christ is our Savior, and we build our hope totally upon him and nothing else. There are many forces in the world around us that would like to convince us that the Christ child and Santa Claus belong in the same category, on the same page, in the realm of fantasy. But in these days of preparation for Christmas, as we see and hear the reminders of our Savior's birth, God is saying to us, believe it. This morning's gospel reading concerns Zacharias and Elizabeth. It illustrates once again the importance of our Christmas and Christian faith. Zacharias was a priest of God. His wife Elizabeth was also of a priestly family, and both are described as being genuine worshipers of God. They had not been caught up in the legalism of that day, but by faith they were acceptable before God. And someone like that in the church today would be considered a faithful and practicing Christian. The beauty of a genuine Christian faith is seen in the change that it affects in the lives of people who have it. You see, faith is not merely something that we hold in our hearts and minds. Faith affects our lives on a daily basis. Without going into all the details concerning faith itself, faith is grabbing on to the promises of God. Faith is trusting the promise of God. Faith is believing the promises of God. Because Jesus Christ became one of us in the flesh, took upon himself our load of sin, suffered the consequences of sin for us, God offers forgiveness and eternal life to all who believe those promises. We actually become children of God. His Holy Spirit lives in us. We are made citizens of heaven. It changes our whole life. It will be reflected in what we say and in what we do and how we live. Therefore, we need to look carefully at ourselves to see whether or not our faith is influencing our lives, or is there a contradiction? The beauty of faith is to be able to say with St. Paul, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. And mean that. But at the same time, however, faith must oftentimes bear up under a heavy load. The burden and the weakness, perhaps at times, there's even doubt as to what we believe. Zacharias was stricken by doubt. He and Elizabeth were childless. This was truly a catastrophe for a Jewish family, for a Jewish couple, because children were looked upon as a very special blessing from God. And they had prayed often that God would grant them a child, but now they were old, they were past the age of having children. And then one day when Zacharias was in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him that he and Elizabeth would have a son, that their prayers were finally answered after these many years. And what should have been a moment of great joy for Zacharias became a moment of doubt. What the angel promised seemed to be physically impossible because it was too late because of their age. Zacharias expressed his doubt by saying, "How can this be? I'm an old man, and my wife is also advanced in years." Zacharias should have remembered that such a miracle happened to Abraham when he was given Isaac, but he didn't remember that. And as a rebuke for his unbelief, he was made dumb, could not speak until his son was born. Now, our first reaction to Zacharias' doubt might well be condemnation. How could he question the promises when an angel stood right there before him and gave those promises to him? But perhaps also we would even squirm a little bit as we realize that we probably would have done the same thing, because doubt and unbelief are too common even for the Christian. Arising doubt in the minds of God's people is one of the devil's favorite tactics. It worked for Adam and Eve. It was a constant stumbling block for the disciples of Christ, and it works well on us, doesn't it? Who of us have never doubted something that God has said? How can I be sure that God is really with me? Could a person really be God and man at the same time? Is everything about Christ actually true? Some of our greatest doubts are concerned with God's promises. Does he really hear my prayers? Does he really answer my prayers? Does he actually control all things? Are there really such things as miracles? There are so many questions that can plague the believer's heart. Must we have an angel come and put our noses into the message of God? Perhaps the most comforting thing of all is the assurance that we are in the Lord's almighty hands, and that we know that in everything God works for good, even though we may not see it at the time. So then, in these days of preparation for Christmas, the celebration, may our preparation also include a renewed and strengthened faith given to us through word and sacrament. You see, God has spoken to us powerfully of his love towards us in the gift of a baby child in Bethlehem. And through this Jesus Christ flows the fullness of God's grace upon us. Believe it. And this, my dear friends, is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Thank you.
pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, and give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament in their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh,
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of sins. Thank you.
beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.